This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, as we're going to get Kennington Smith on, it helps if you send the producer the right phone number.
So you're out of the playoffs too?
So I am out of the playoffs, Tim. I sent you the wrong number, so that is my fault. I guess you need the correct number. Let me try this again here. That's sad, isn't it? I guess playoffs are done. I'm checked out. I'm good. I'm done. All right. Did you call Kennington, Tim? This is great radio. Was it Kennington that you called? It was not Jeff Tate, was it?
I'm not sure. I called a guy, and he said, he's like, yeah, it's supposed to be at 9:20. I'm like, oh.
I may have gave you Coach Tate's. I did give you Coach Tate's number.
We run a seamless
operation. I'll tell you what.
Here.
No mistakes on our part.
None whatsoever.
So here, Tim, is Kennington's number. You can give him a call, and we'll get him on the line. All right, Kennington, Jed, you know Kennington well. Kennington,
yes.
Lloyd Smith, high school sports reporter at the Independent Mail. He covers, obviously, teams in the Anderson area.
Yep.
And he had Westside that got bounced in the first round. Still has Teal and Hannah, obviously.
Still has Daniel, still has Wren.
So he covers Daniel and Wren.
Yeah.
And that's three teams that he has in his area. Daniel Wren, and we'll talk to Jeff Tate, the head coach of the Wren Hurricanes, in about 15, 20 minutes on the program. But, you know, with Daniel still in, now let me think. Daniel is Friday night. Are they at home, Jeff?
Daniel,
or are they on
the Daniel
road?
Daniel hosts Wren because that's one and a two from the same region.
Wow. You're talking about a potentially really, really good football game. It has a lot of potential as we're getting Kennington Lloyd Smith on the line this morning. And Daniel, last night, you and I saw him against Chapman. You mentioned the quarterback play of Pierman. Jed, they have a couple of good receivers, but I think it's safe to say that Pierman is the best football player on that team. They kind of go as he goes.
He was so good last night, man.
He was smooth.
He was so good.
Let's bring in Kennington Lloyd Smith, first guest of the hour here on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Kennington, man, it helps if you give the producer the right phone number. How are you, man?
I'm good, though. How are y'all?
Hanging in.
We are doing good. Hey, at least you have teams still playing. We're done.
Yeah. It was actually kind of crazy. I had three teams going into last night. I could have left with zero. I honestly didn't think I would have all three in the upper state championship. But, you know, it's always great when your schools win. And we have strong football in the Anderson area, so I'm proud of all of my teams for making it this far.
That was me last night. I had five, and I told somebody I was conceding Chesney Abbeville because to beat them you have to score on them, and nobody done that this year. Chesney did, and I was happy. But I was conceding 1-4. But I told somebody last night, I said, you know, I can be anywhere between 4-1 and 0-5, and I never thought 0-5 would happen. I guess I spoke it into existence. Tell us more about this Daniel Wren matchup we've got coming up next week. I saw Daniel last night. I was blown away. Trent Pierman's the best quarterback I've seen this year, I think, and that's all levels. You gave me an interesting stat last night. He is approaching balance between touchdown passes and incompletions, right?
Yes. Well, actually, last night tipped the balance. He spent most of this season with more touchdowns than incompletions, but he had an off night and threw 12 incompletions last night. So
wow.
they that kind of that took the balance in the incompletion phase. The Daniel and Wren's really interesting matchup. The last year they played, and Daniel went on the road and beat Wren on a Hail Mary last-second touchdown pass and won the region. But Wren got the last laugh and won the state championship. And that has definitely been a talking point amongst Daniel's program since the end of last year about being very close to the state championship and getting complacent and letting teams who, you know, they may feel like aren't as good as them, you know, get past them and reach that goal of winning the state championship. So I've just seen Daniel play with an intensity that I haven't seen since I've been up here this season. And when they played Wren the first time, Wren was very behind on offense. They were breaking in a new quarterback, a lot of new starters, and Daniel was able to take advantage of that. But since then, Wren has been rolling offensively. So they're peaking at the right time, and I expect a much closer game this upcoming Friday.
In watching Daniel last night, you mentioned a little bit of that intensity, and it really showed up in the very beginning and the very end of the third quarter. Javaris Hamilton returned the second half kickoff 97 yards, which boosted the margin at the time from 7 to 14 right away. And then on the last time Daniel touched it with like 13 seconds left in the third quarter, he somehow made a catch and shucked a defender with one arm, it looked like, and went 71 for a touchdown. Coach Frewster said last night that he'd been expecting, and Javaris had been expecting, a breakout game. He had some nagging injuries. What kind of additional threat does he give the Lions if he's able to play like that?
Yeah, Javaris Hamilton is a great player, and he was a playmaker for them last year. And I definitely, coming into the season, I expected him to really step in and be that guy opposite of Josiah Benson, 17. But Daniel has, I mean, they have weapons everywhere. They have four really good wide receivers. They have capable backs. I mean, Jackson Crosby and Y. Seegers, two backup quarterbacks, they could play quarterback. They could both play running back. They could play receiver. They just have weapons, you know, all over the place. And I really haven't seen a team that's been able to so easily get other teams out of their game plans the way that Daniel does. If you go in there and you want to run the ball against them, they can put up 14 points in no time and make you start passing it against their secondary. If you want to get into a shootout with them, then that's your prerogative, but they can score pretty much on almost every possession. So Daniel's they're a complete team, and, you know, this is very similar to the offense that they had, you know, last year when Venables was running the show. So they definitely know what they're doing in terms of, you know, getting guys in space to make plays and score points.
A couple of Chapman guys last night were making the point, because Chapman is their main frame of reference, that this Daniel team looks like Chapman last year. And in that, they've got that one extra guy that you can't cover. Last year at Chapman, mm-hmm. It was Ben Rylands. This year at Daniel, it looks like Eli Merck.
Yeah.
He just, you can't cover him. It doesn't seem to matter what you do. He is better than the guy you've got out there on him.
Yeah. Eli Merck he's just a game breaker. And he's a speedster. He's probably averaging close to, you know, 25 yards per catch. Leads the team in touchdowns. And, you know, that's the thing about Daniel. If it's not Eli Merck's night, it can be Javaris Hamilton's night. That was probably his first, you know, major breakout game of the year. If it's not him, it's going to be Josiah Benson. You know, if it's not him, it's Jackson Crosby. The defense is capable of forcing turnovers and scoring points as well. They have playmakers on defense. So this is a team that can hit you from all angles.
I guess the biggest question is, what time does Pickens County shut down next Friday?
Yeah,
because obviously that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I imagine, early in the day. I feel like Daniel has been on the cusp of reaching the state championship or winning the state championship for the last few years. You know, definitely thought last year Daniel and Wren should have played in the upper state championship in 4A, and Daniel didn't make it that far. And they, you know, they've just had their eyes set dead on, you know, making that up and winning the state championship this year. And to this point, really nobody has been able to play with him, you know, for four full quarters. So, you know, Friday is going to be a it's going to be a war. You know, these are bitter rivals, and, you know, they have a lot of storied history in these last few years. And I know Lynn is going to come in motivated, you know, after Daniel took him to the woodshed in week four. So I just, you know, expect a great game.
Kennington, before we let you go, man, what do you expect T.L. Hanna Northwestern next Friday, Upper State Championship game? And when you look at these two teams, Jed and I mentioned earlier, not the game that we expected to be happening on Friday, but it should be a dandy.
Yeah, and I have to eat some crow on T.L. Hanna. I remember the last time I was on the show, y'all asked me if I thought that they could compete with a team like Gaffney or Burns or Dorman. And I said, I didn't know if Hanna was going to be able to score enough points to do that. And then they hung 34 last night. But, I mean, Hanna's just a team. I think last year, you know, losing – after going to the state championship and last year losing in the first round of the state playoff, that just kind of, you know, shook the whole program up, and they just put their heads down and worked. And they've come into this year, and they've just been dominant. And, you know, shout-out to Northwestern, Paige Wofford, who's their coach, was Daniel's offensive coordinator when I first got this job. So I know him well, and I'm glad that he's been able to come in and do great things there. So you have two teams that I don't think anybody expected, you know, waking up yesterday morning to be in the Upper State Championship. But here they are. But I like Hannah's chances. I mean, obviously they can control the game running the ball. Their defense has been fantastic all year. So their defense against Paige Wofford's offense is, I think, going to be the most intriguing part of that game.
That's Kennington Smith from the Anderson Independent, man. Great stuff as always. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
Yes, sir. Anytime y'all want to talk, I'll be here, and I'll make sure y'all have the right number on file.
Hey, thanks, that was my fault, Kennington. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Kennington Smith joining us. Great stuff as always. We will talk to the head football coach of the Wren Hurricanes in our next segment. It's Jeff Tate and Jed, a huge game coming up next week between Wren and Daniel. That one should be a really good one. Again, that one's at, you said it was at Wren.
It's at Daniel.
At Daniel, I'm sorry, at Daniel. So Daniel is going to have, that place will be packed on next Friday night. So we'll talk to the head coach of the Wren Hurricanes up next. Jeff Tate, this is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. ESPN Upstate, 8 to 10 a.m., powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Glad you could join us this morning. Want to bring in our second guest of the hour. He is the head football coach of the Wren Hurricanes, Coach Jeff Tate. Coach, congratulations on the win last night, and good morning.
Well, good morning. Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
A big win for Wren, and Coach, before we get into the Upper State Championship, let's talk a little bit about last night's game. You guys played a Woodruff team, Coach, that over the past few weeks, this Woodruff team's really come on as of late, and, you know, by the score, for those that weren't there, it seemed as if you guys handled them pretty well. Did you and your coaching staff expect this going into the game?
Well, you know, you never expect anything really for a blowout or a dominant performance, anything like that. And I'm not saying that's what it was. We played really good defensively, and Woodruff has been playing, you know, probably as good as anybody. They've been the hottest team, I think, coming into the playoffs. They had the battled their way to get there, and they're well coached, and the kids play hard, and it wasn't something that we anticipated, but our guys really played well defensively and being able to prevent them from running the football, which they've done really well. And then I thought offensively we had our moments where we were able to run it, and then we mixed some passes in there to kind of keep them off balance, and our kicking game was solid. So it was, you know, it's one of those performances that you hope for. You don't ever know if you're going to get it, but you certainly hope that you can get that in the playoffs, and especially since you're good as team as Woodruff was.
Coach, it's been a unique year for everybody. I guess that's the best word I can come up with.
That's a different word.
Yeah, that's a kind word, I'm guessing. But for y'all even more so, losing a ton of seniors, dropping a classification, trying to regroup, trying, I don't want to say rebuild, because you had some talented underclassmen, but when you lose a group like you lost last year, there is some rebuilding. But here you are again.
We knew that we had some really good players coming back, especially on the defensive side. We always felt like that we'd be pretty solid there. But, you know, we lost so many guys on offense that were so productive. Our whole backfield, you know, three of our starting four receivers were all seniors, and we lost two offensive linemen. So there's a lot of holes to fill. And, you know, and everybody had a really crazy summer where we didn't get to do the things that we're accustomed to doing, and a lot of other teams as well, as far as having seven-on-sevens. And, you know, so we have a new quarterback and a new set of running backs. Three of the four receivers have never played. And the one receiver we had returning got injured in our first scrimmage and did not get to play. We actually was told he wasn't going to play this season. And he got returned last week in our first-round playoff. So, you know, here we are pretty much all season long trying to learn our offense the way that we like to run it. And we haven't been as fast-paced as we'd like to be. But that's okay. You know, our offensive line, I think, has really played very consistent all season. And a lot of those guys, as you know, they don't get a lot of recognition. But for our success, we had to be pretty good up front. And so far, our guys have done really well. You know, ran the ball last night for 200-something yards and was able to throw the ball for over 150 yards. So, you know, you'll take that any night. And we were thankful that it occurred. And we're just glad that we get to practice on Thanksgiving. As they say, if you get to practice on Thanksgiving, then you've had a really good year.
Absolutely, Coach. You talk about the Wren defense last night. And, you know, last year and in the past, Wren's been known for their offense, but the way Wren played last night defensively, you're talking about stopping the Woodruff run game, but Woodruff's also got a sophomore quarterback who's an exceptional athlete, and you guys seem to play him well last night, and you got to feel like, you know, with your coaching staff and the game plans you had for Woodruff going forward, that gives your defense and your football team a lot of confidence to be able to have that defensive performance you had last night.
Well, you don't stay in the playoffs long if you don't play good defense.
That's right.
And, we are, you know, we did last year, and we're playing good defense right now. It gives us a chance. You still have to score points. That's the name of the game. But
yep.
Defensively, if they can minimize, you know, the points that are scored, then you do have a much greater opportunity, obviously. So, guys have been very solid. I'm really proud of those guys, our defensive staff. They always come up with a very sound plan, and the kids are, you know, they trust a plan that's given to them, and they go out and execute really well. And those are things that, you know, as a coach or as a fan, you really enjoy watching. Guys play with a lot of energy, and it's good football. You know, it's not good football when you can't tackle, and it's not good football when you give up big plays. So, thankfully, we've minimized those things, and hopefully we can continue to do that. We definitely will need to, because the only team to beat us so far in the last 2 years in regular season in South Carolina has been Daniel. So we'll have our hands full, because we got to go back there. It seems like I go over there every time we play them. I don't think we've played them at home, but maybe once in the last 15 years is what it feels like. You know, they're an excellent football team. Obviously, they beat Chapman, which I know is really good and has been good for a long time. And if they beat them at Chapman, then that says a lot about, you know, where they are. obviously they continue to get better as well. So it'll be a great challenge.
Coach, a lot of times in the playoffs when you see these gaudy numbers that teams are putting up across the state, when you hear about, man, these guys are undefeated or they've got one loss and, God, they're just an incredible team, how much different does it make it going in? Not that it's going to be easy at all, but your guys know what Daniel looks like. They haven't just heard about Daniel. They know what Daniel looks like, and vice versa. Daniel knows what Wren looks like. How much different does that make the second matchup?
Well, you know, you're familiar with one another, and you tend to lean on the past as far as tendencies. But, you know, coaches can change tendencies, you know, especially if you haven't been successful. So, you know, we need to look at maybe how we've tried to attack them and come up with maybe a better plan. That would be on me and our coaching staff. And so, you know, the kids are very familiar with one another. They're much more engaged in their conversation, and they work out together at different places, you know, and different, you know, over the summer or off season. And so, you know, they do know one another really well, but it always comes back to this, and the game can't be lost in the ABCs of the game, and that's blocking and tackling. If you can block and tackle and you can do it very consistently, then you got a chance to be successful. Right. And hopefully we can block and tackle better this time we play them than what we did last time.
That's Jeff Tate. Before we let you go, Coach, I want to ask you, as we have you on this morning on the Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate, what did it mean to you, Coach, earlier in the season to be able to pick up your 100th win? Congratulations on that, and just talk a little bit about that achievement.
No, well, that tells a couple of things. One, that I'm getting old. Secondly, I've had a lot of really, really good football players in the time I've been at Wren High School. This is now going into the 13th year, and I've been very blessed to have a really good staff. And you can't do – nobody gets an accomplishment like this by themselves, and you guys know that. It's a team game, and I'm very blessed to have been the guy that was in charge and been there at the time that we've had good athletes come through Wren. And, you know, it's for me, being an alumni of Wren High School, is very rewarding to be a part of it. Heck, I would have enjoyed it if I was an assistant coach. I want, you know, all of our guys to understand that it's an accomplishment came from good players and great coaches on the staff, and we've had great support as well. So it's been fun. So hopefully we can get a few more wins. And it's not, you know, the first one was fun, and this last one was fun. So I hope we can get a few more this season. If we do, then we can say that it's been a great year.
Absolutely. That's Coach Jeff Tate. Coach, congratulations again, and thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you both so much for having me on, guys. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
You too. That's Jeff Tate, the head football coach of the Wren Hurricanes. Jed, a great interview. Coach Tate, you know, always bringing great content. He's a good one,
always.
Man. You feel like you learn football when he talks. He's a great, great coach, and, you know, Wren – Daniel, what a huge matchup that is. We'll get
unbelievable
into those matchups. There's some big ones Friday night. A lot of our area teams, well, I say a lot, none of our area teams are playing this Friday night. A lot of them got bounced last night. And just a weird year for the upstate as far as Spartanburg County goes. A lot of teams in Spartanburg County were expected to be there, but they're not. We'll talk about those matchups in the next segment. The phone lines are open, 844-GSP. ESPN's the number. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble. Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell with you this morning. It's the Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union, live on ESPN Upstate. Just want to let you know, if you're driving around this morning and have not heard, the Clemson Florida State game scheduled for noon in just 3 hours or so has been postponed. So just wanted to get that out there in case you did not hear already. That game has been postponed today. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number you can reach the show. 844-GSP-ESPN. Let's go to the phones where Tommy in Spartanburg stands by. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was listening earlier. I attended the Dorman or Northwestern game last night. And,
okay.
I don't think Dutch Fork is vulnerable this year. I can't tell. If they're vulnerable, I hate to see them not be vulnerable, because they are kicking butt, man. But I think Dorman, where Dorman lost the game was in their secondary. Now, Northwestern had a pretty big running back, but he was super slow. I mean, he had a couple of plays there where he, you know, would kind of bust through the line of scrimmage and get, you know, a few yards needed here or there. But for the most part, I think Dorman did a pretty good job, you know, as far as the run goes. It's just those plays where they needed, you know, there were some plays where the Northwestern threw the football and they got pretty good yards. You know, Dorman was kind of playing off a little bit. I don't know whether they were kind of scared or maybe somebody breaking one on them, but I think that's where they lost the game at, is the secondary play. I listened to a little bit of the Gaffney game, and of course I'm a little familiar with both Gaffney and T.O. Hannah. Gaffney, to me, abandoned the run a little too soon, in my opinion. They allowed the game to be sped up. Too much passing, you know. They don't have any kind of identity to be on offense. You know, no identity whatsoever. T.O. Hanna played a pretty good game. Now, that T.O. Hanna Northwestern game, in my opinion, I'm going with T.O. Hanna. I think T.O. Hanna is a little more physical. They run the football, but they also throw. They can throw it. You know, that's, you know, I don't want anybody to get a twist. They can throw the football.
Yeah.
And I think that their physicality against Northwestern is going to be the difference in that game. I expect it to be close, but I do think T.O. Hanna will eventually pull away in that one.
Hey, Tommy, and you were at the Dorman Northwestern game, you said?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How were the fans last night? I mean, we've heard, you know, several things that there was some restless Cavalier fans. I don't know what side you sat on, but what was the fans the fan base like last night for both teams?
Now, I kind of got an early start to get out of the gate. While we were there, Dorman, a lot of fans, from the guys that I talked to, you know, they were like, they don't play anybody. You know, this ought to be, you know, something we can walk in here and you know, just beat this team and get out of here and look forward to who we got to play next week. Gaffney, you know, a lot of people look over Northwestern. From what I could gain from a lot of the Cavalier guys that I talked to, they just, you know, they looked at it like they don't play anybody. You know, we played a legitimate team and we're just going to go on here. And they, you know, they might hang around the first, second quarter. That'll be it. But, you know, to their surprise, it wasn't anything like that.
That's right.
But, right. Look, I think that the matchup that we have as far as Dutch Fork and something, I don't think – I thought the play is very good defense, but I don't think something can hold Dutch Fork down long. And I think it'll be close first, second quarter. And much like the rest of their game, they'll pull away the second half. I don't think Sumter scores enough to keep up with Dutch Fork. See, that's the problem, their ability to score. And they have to score points.
See, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I don't think it's going to be close at all. I think it's Dutch Fork all the way. I just Sumter's got to prove me wrong. And before I take Sumter seriously, they got to prove me wrong.
And I said the same to Jay. Same thing to Jay. I seen Sumter in a couple. I seen him play Carolina Forest, and Carolina Forest they had them. Yeah, that game was close, and Sumter, you know, played some Loctite defense in the fourth quarter and pulled it out in the end. You know, it kind of starts slow, but offensively, but against a team like Duck Fort, you got to come out guns blazing. You know, cross your T's and dot your I's, because they're going to come and get you. They're going to come and get you.
Yeah. Hey, and great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. That's Tommy from Spartanburg. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-GSP-ESPN. The phone lines will continue to be open. We will take our final break of the program. We'll come back and get you set for all of next week's matchups. We'll go through the brackets 1 through 5A, as well as take your calls. 844-GSP-ESPN, Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. It is the final segment of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Glad you're with us this morning. Phone lines are open, by the way. 844-GSP-ESPN is the way you can get in touch with the show. 844-GSP-ESPN. Let's go through the brackets, Jen, and look at next Friday night's matchups in 1A. Southside Christian, hey, right here in Greenville. I guess Simpsonville, rather. Is it Simpsonville?
No, they're in Greenville.
Greenville.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that portion of Woodruff Road is.
That's a tricky part of Woodruff Road. So they will have a high school football game Friday night at their place, Southside Christian hosting Lamar. Don't know much about Lamar other than it's a 2.5 hour drive.
Traditional 1A power.
Yep.
Actually, Lamar's a traditional power in whatever classification they happen to be in.
Right. Right.
If you want to think Abbeville East, that's all right. They don't run that same offense, but there's that kind of history and tradition that goes along with Lamar. This is going to be a pretty good test for Southside Christian, I think.
Absolutely.
They'll get to see a team that is really a traditional football power.
Yep. And that's a 1A upper state championship. And 2A, speaking of Abbeville, Jed, they are hosting Gray Collegiate. So Gray Collegiate at Abbeville. Abbeville had a big win last night, 32-7 over Chesney. This one should be a good one.
And you want to talk about a contrast in styles.
Yeah, yeah.
Great Collegiate pitches it all over the yard.
Yep.
Abbeville is going to show up and be Abbeville and limit the touches and limit the possessions and limit the time you're able to do that.
Great Collegiate have a chance here?
Yeah, they do. They're so different that I give them a chance.
Yep.
But, again, you got to score one more point than Abbeville.
That's right.
They've given up 28 this year.
Yeah, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, sure is.
In the lower part of the state in 2A, Marion is hosting Andrews for the lower state championship. In 3A, Daniel, a team we saw last night, Jed, hosting Wren. That should be a fun one.
Yeah, that's going to be a war.
I don't think that one's a – I mean, that may be whoever has the ball last kind of game.
I firmly expect that it will be. You know, it's – you look at what Daniel's done this year, but then you look at that game against Rand, it was 30-10.
Yeah.
And I know it's a three score game, but still, that's when you're holding somebody that far below what they're capable of doing and what they have been doing, that says a lot about Rand and the way they play defense. And I'm telling you, Rand's defense may be a believer after beating Woodruff the way they did last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Holding Woodruff to only 7 points. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. So, that'll be a good one next Friday. Upper State Championship in 3A is Wren at Daniel. In 3A as well, Jed, the Lower State Championship, Gilbert at Camden. Camden's a very good football team. I saw them, obviously, before the playoffs started when they came up to Burns, but they beat Brooklyn Casey, and they didn't play last night. Their game against Oceanside got canceled. And Camden now has a good chance of playing the winner of Daniel or Wren.
Yeah, and somebody told me last night, somebody made some offhand comment in another game, something about the best running back in the state. I said, Camden's off.
That's right. That's true.
Because that's where he
lives.
That's
true.
And the second best running back in the state might be from Gilbert.
Yeah.
So you got a chance to see a couple of really, really good pounded out guys.
In the 4A ranks on Friday night, Upper State Championship in 4A, Catawba Ridge at Red Hot AC Flora. I mean, red hot maybe understated. Just, many teams just don't go beat South Point 41-14 in the playoffs.
Don't. No, no, that is something that is a thing.
God, I mean, AC Flora killed them.
Yeah, and AC Flora has been around the top of the 3A or 4A rankings all year. I think we're on a collision course with AC Flora and North Myrtle Beach.
Could be.
It feels like that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Flora's a really good team.
They are.
No question.
A big win last night, 41-14 over South Point. And you mentioned North Myrtle Beach, Jed. The battle of the pavilion next Friday night, North Myrtle Beach and Myrtle Beach.
Look. As a guy who spent a lot of time in North Myrtle Beach, we need to move the boat. Can we at least make it the Battle of the Carolina Opry? That's about halfway.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Nixon's Crossroads is going to be hopping next Friday night.
It will be.
That's what I want to tell you. You know what? If I had to pay $8, that's probably where I'd go.
It should be a good one. North Myrtle Beach is hosting Myrtle Beach. So those are the 4A matchups. And then for 5A, in the Upper State Championship next Friday night, it's the 5A Upper State Championship. T.L. Hanna at Northwestern. T.L. Hanna defeated Gaffney last night by 1 point, 34-33. And Northwestern defeated Dorman by 6 points last night, 27-21. So two close games. T.L. Hanna at Northwestern. I think this is a very interesting matchup as well, Jed. And you talk about two different styles of football teams right here as well. Two different styles of football teams and very well coached football teams in Jason Tone over at T.L. Hanna and Paige Walford at Northwestern. Should be a good one Friday night. T.L. Hanna, Northwestern, who are you leaning?
That
one's tough.
Yeah, it is. I think it's Hanna.
I'm thinking
that Delaware wing is so funky. It's hard, so hard to prepare for.
Yeah.
And if you're Northwestern, this time of the year, you never take anything for granted. You never look ahead. But Gaffney and Dorman are kind of similar on paper.
Right.
Hillcrest doesn't do anything outlandish that's not out of the way. You haven't seen this.
No, not at all. That's going to be tough. Northwestern's defense better be ready. Jed, in the lower state championship in 5A, Dutch Fork hosting Sumter. I think you and I both agree that Dutch Fork will be in Columbia at Benedict College representing the lower state.
I agree.
100%. Again, if you missed it earlier in the week, Benedict College and Spring Valley High School are the two sites this season for the state championships. Again, they have announced that 1A and 4A and 5A, Jed, are at Benedict, while 2A and 3A are at Spring Valley. The times and locations are set, except for the only thing we don't know is...
Yeah, we don't know who's where.
That's
apparently got to be top secret information until Monday. I'll never understand how one group went from bending over backwards, doing everything they could, making sure everything was right to get it started, and then threw their hands up in the air and said, nope, doing it our way.
Yep, and we just are waiting to see what day it's going to be played. So
stupid.
Friday and Saturday, we know that the games will be played at Benedict College and at Spring Valley High School. Jed, when you look at this past season, you know, we've talked about it with every coach that's come on the program. It's been a weird, crazy season. 2020 has been a year that everybody's ready to forget, and 2020 hopefully will be the last we have to deal with things the way we have this season. But, you know, when you look back, there were a lot of good storylines this year. I mean, Chesney, for one, lost last night to Abbeville, but what a season it was for the Chesney Eagles under Clay Lewis, just his second year, and they go and win the region.
Yeah, 7-2 region champions, best season they've had in quite some time.
Yeah.
Just an extraordinary season for the Eagles.
You know, Mark Hodge, first year at Spartanburg High School. They end on a good note with two wins over Boiling Springs and Broome. So you got to feel like, you know, Mark Hodge left Chapman, Harry Cavanis left Malden to go to Chapman. The storyline with Harry Cavanis at Chapman, they didn't skip a beat. I mean, they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, they lost to a very good team last night.
Yeah.
I don't know that last year's Chapman's team wouldn't have had their hands full with Daniel last year.
Right.
Had Daniel been in 3A.
Yep. Sometimes you just play a better team.
Yeah. What Coach Cabanis was able to do, turning it over to those seniors that had been there, letting them take a leadership role, letting them come along and come into their own. And they've got a ton of guys coming back next year.
Yes, they do.
Just a ton of guys. DJ Black, who is one of the better receivers I've seen this year, is a freshman.
That's unbelievable.
You see that one-hander in the end zone last night? From a ninth grader.
Freshman.
Yeah, from a kid who can't get a job.
Quarterback's coming back.
Coming back.
Chapman be
they're going to be pretty good.
They're going to be loaded. That Chapman Woodruff, both of those teams are returning a lot.
Yeah, and I think the most exciting player coming back next year right now is Carson Tucker, the quarterback of Woodruff, in my opinion.
He's going to be good. He is going to be good. I believe so as well. So that wraps it up for the Saturday morning scramble. Again, we appreciate you tuning in right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell with you this morning. We will say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.